This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Mokarum Injury Lawyers, y'all. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Make sure you download that Odyssey app and listen to us, man. Take us everywhere you go. Hell, we may give away $20,000 in an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas for you and three of your friends. You never know. Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I just told my boy at Twin Peaks, Asian Steve, I just told him about the Odyssey app. Told him he could listen and catch up with us, and had a good time with Asian Steve at Twin Peaks right here on Kirby, y'all. We had a hell of a lunch. Unexpected meeting with Asian Steve. I don't know that I've laughed 45 minutes straight, Ron, laughing.
You didn't know you were walking into that?
I sat down at the bar by myself to grab a quick lunch because I couldn't get you to meet me and eat lunch and hang out. I should have let you know, Santiago. I should have hit you up, man. I didn't even think about it, bub. Sorry about that. Had me a good little old time, man. The Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download that sucker, baby. Download it. And let's ride, man. The Texans' schedule has dropped, y'all. Four primetime games. Tough stretch out of the gate. Forgiving stretch at the end. The Astros, they win 4-3 in dramatic fashion. Again, that damn Jeremy Pena, y'all, hotter than a firecracker. There's no doubt about it. The PGA Championship is off and running right now. And by the way, I don't know if y'all have paid any mind to this, but the PGA Championship, this is the second time this year Rory completed the career Grand Slam. Jordan Spieth, Texas kid, has the chance to complete the career Grand Slam this weekend at the PGA Championship. Now, I don't know where Jordan is right now. When I looked up there earlier, he was not towards the lead, but I did not see what hole he was on. Chris, if you or Cheryl in there could check that and let me know where Spieth is at, I'd see if he's even competitive in the PGA Championship. That would be nice. I'd like to see it, Ron. I'd like to see it. Not as big a fan of Jordan Spieth from a standpoint of like, damn, I feel for the guy. I just want to see him win as I was for Rory. But I would like to see the Texas kid get a little run. I would like to see him hit that career. I didn't know he was this close. Did not know he was this close. But
he did a lot of winning real quick, and then kind of like Rory, he's kind of struggled.
He slipped up a little bit. All right, and
he must be really low down here. I'm having a hard time finding him.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many holes he's played. So that's where I didn't know his start time, his tee time today. So I was hoping it was early and he still had some time. But let me know if you find anything, or hell, if you don't. But
83 right now.
The other thing I do want folks to do, go to @ClintSterner right now on Twitter. I know I don't like to do this very often, y'all, but I'm gonna tell you, the Colts hit a grand slam on their schedule drop video. You know, everybody makes a video now. They hit a grand slam. Now, you can't find it just anywhere because they deleted it. And I'm going to tell you why a little bit later in this segment. But go to @ClintSterner and check it out. It is absolutely tremendous The best video I've seen, and you got to watch it for the details, the best schedule drop video that I've seen, and it's been deleted. So you can check it out on my – it's not deleted on my social, so you can check that out. But the Texans schedule has dropped, y'all, and I do want – I'm not going to go down the list of the schedule. If you want to see it, Google it. You can see the whole damn schedule if you want. But I do have some thoughts right out of the gate on the Texans schedule, right? Here's some 30,000-foot view thoughts on the Texans schedule. There's four primetime games. We talked earlier in the week, and I actually do feel this way, but clearly the league doesn't. The shine that is on the Texans and was on the Texans after the CJ's rookie year and after D'Amico brought the team back from the organization back from dysfunction, the depths of dysfunction, and they won 10 games and they won the division. The shine that was there after that year, apparently, Ron, is still present here in Houston. Four primetime games, two Monday night games, one Sunday night game, and a Thursday night game, two of which are at home, right? Two of those primetime games yep. are at home. So not only will you get that free weekend as a fan, which is always fun, knowing that you got games on both ends of it, but not only will you get that free weekend, you'll get a primetime game. The atmosphere is always turned up a notch.
Bucks at home Monday night.
That's right.
Thursday night football with the Bills.
That's right. That's right. And then the other two are what?
Seattle Monday night and then the Chiefs.
Kansas City Monday night. Yeah, those are Sunday night. I'm sorry. Those are big time games. Another 30,000-foot view. No murderers row on this schedule. There are division games dropped in the and a bye dropped in the middle of kind of all the tougher runs in this particular schedule. So there's no 6, 7, 8 games where you go, good God, we're catching five of the league's best quarterback. There's no 10-day stretch where you're catching three games like you did last year, which two of those teams were Kansas City. And it was Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore last year. None of that on this particular schedule. I think overall it's a middle-of-the-pack difficulty. I know I've seen some places that have them ranked top 10 difficulty. I've seen some that have them ranked in the 14 to 15 range difficulty. So the overall difficulty of the schedule, especially given how it's laid out, is not – I say it's middle-of-the-pack. And the bye week is a big talking point here. I know it's something that I always look for. The bye week is week 6 on this particular schedule. And, Ron, we'll stop right there and spend a little bit of time talking about that. I like where the bye week is because counting training camp and three preseason games, you'll ultimately play football, do football activities for 10 weeks, and then you'll have a bye. And then you have 12 weeks remaining in the season. So it is in the front end, but when you take training camp and preseason and everything into consideration, I think from just being immersed in football, it actually is closer to the middle than it is the beginning. Now, just the season, obviously, it's week 6, so it's in the front third of the season. So that's a different way to look at it. But I think earlier in the season also gives Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, a chance to self-scout. Now, hopefully you don't need it. Hopefully they're kicking ass and you don't need it. But it gives Nick Caley a chance, Ron, to take a deep breath, do some self-scouting, adjust a bit if need be, and get ready for that back run right there. I like the early bye. I know you have a little different view of it, but I actually like it.
Yeah, it's probably, for me, the biggest concern on the schedule. And we've talked about it. I think the Texans, I agree, I think the Texans have made out pretty well on this schedule. The best way it could come out for them. But I think that's the only thing is, I get what you're saying from start of training camp on to that point, but and you play 5 games, and then you get a bye, and then you got to play 12 to finish up. And especially if this is going to be a tight race down, which it could be, 12 in a row, man, that was your college football season.
Yeah, it was.
That was some college football season with a bowl game for some, right? Like that's a regular season for college football. So that's a lot of games in a row without a bye. And then to think if you're trying to make a run in the playoffs, you know, let's say you don't get the first round bye, that's then 12, you know, 13, 14, like games in a row. And obviously, you know, you'll be up for those games, but just body-wise, that break being so early is a little bit of a disadvantage. You want to get in that 8, 9, 10 week. That's the week you want to get. you want to get that bye to me.
Yeah, it would be ideal right dead in the middle of an 18-week season. There is no doubt about it. But I think once you get beyond like being dead in the middle of the full contact season, the next conversation beyond that is, man, how long have we just been immersed in football and it's been our everyday life and we're spending 16 hours at the facility? You know, to bust that up on the front half of it is where we saw last year. They started before everybody and had a late bye. I mean, they had 18 weeks of solid just grind, which I think they'll catch a little bit of relief here with the earlier bye. Let's talk a little bit about runs in this schedule, y'all. Difficult runs, easier runs, important runs. Look, I think with the schedule the way it lays out, you got the LA Rams, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Baltimore Ravens in three of your first five football games. And to me, those are that bye week falls week six. So three of the first five games are those opponents. We will know. I think it's the most difficult stretch in the schedule as we see it right now, that five-game stretch, because you got two division games that'll be very important mixed in there in those five. That five-game stretch, those three are playoff teams. In that five-game stretch, when you hit the bye week, Ron, we are going to know, hey, man, these Texans are for real, or, hey, this defense ain't quite as good as we thought it was, or, hey, Nick Cayley and C.J. Stroud, boy, they're having some real problems. This offensive line isn't as improved. We're going to know on both sides of the football a little bit more about the Texans by the time that early bye week hits. I think that's the most difficult run on this schedule.
Yeah, especially if you take it out to the five and you bring in that Ravens team. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're looking at the Ravens, they're a Super Bowl contender. You look at the Buccaneers, they've made the playoffs and won their division the last 2 years, and they consider themselves a playoff level team. The Rams won their division last year, a playoff team that won a game in the playoffs. So these are three teams that went in the playoffs. Tennessee, you feel pretty good about what they're gonna be improved, but not anywhere ready to make a move. And then Jacksonville is one of those weird teams also that has a chance to be much better than what we've seen here, especially last year, and you're going to get them on the road early. So that is a weird stretch of three teams that feel very playoff level team.
Yeah.
And then the Jags, who they're a team that could surprise this year.
Well, we'll see. They'll be talented. We'll see what Oduval can put together. The other difficult stretch in this schedule is Buffalo on Thursday night, Indianapolis on the road, who I think is going to be the biggest competition in the division, and then Kansas City Monday Night Football in Arrowhead Stadium. That three-game stretch, I think, is the most difficult three-game stretch on the schedule, and two of them being in prime time and two of them being on the road.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough stretch.
And again, the Colts, another one. Not real sure how good they're going to be. Like, depending on where they are, it could really, really make what that stretch is, too. If they're a better team, it could that could be one of those stretches of, like, three in a row with them on the road.
That's right. Now, let's get to the positive real quick, y'all. The last four games on the Texans' schedule sets up real nice for a late run, if need be, for the Texans. You got Arizona, Vegas, L.A. Chargers, and the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, hell, all four of those teams could be difficult wins for the Texans, but they're not powerhouses as we see them right now. And the Texans get three of the four at home at NRG Stadium. So if the Texans are in a spot late where they're battling for the division or they're battling for some kind of seed, the season, the schedule sets up late, Ron, for them to make a good push there late. Again, there's several teams. The other thing about the schedule – there's several teams on this schedule, Ron, that I think could be a little bit better than maybe.
Damn, unpredictable, man.
Yeah, the unpredictable is a good way to put it. Arizona, Denver. I think the Chargers are in there. We feel good about them here because we beat them in the playoffs convincingly. You know, Vegas. You don't know what the changes there are going to be. The 49ers. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like when they get everybody back healthy. The teams right now that are kind of those middling teams, a couple of them could end up being the same conversation with the Rams, the Ravens, the Chiefs, that group. So that's it, man. That is the Texans' schedule. Ron, what do you got? What do you have them win-wise, Ron? I got them at 9. You got them at 10?
I got them at 10.
Okay, yeah, so that's where we're at right now from a win perspective. But that's the Texans' schedule. That is the ins and out. Boys, real quick, I want to shift gears to this Indianapolis Colts schedule drop video. Have y'all seen it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Have you seen it, Ron?
I have not seen it. I saw the part that made them take it down.
Ron, it is absolutely tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the part that made him take it down, and I was like, okay, yeah.
By the way, whatever. Tyreek came out and said, thought it was funny.
Of course he did. It's not, but here's the deal. If you watch it, it's got Tyreek in like a, it's really a dolphin in a Tyreek jersey, and the Coast Guard pulls up on him. Now, they made it out to be like the Coast Guard was arresting him, which I guess you could presume that, but the Coast Guard kind of just comes up and comes up behind this dolphin that's got this Tyreek Hill jersey on. And that's them announcing they're playing the Dolphins. The them announcing that they were playing the Chiefs. It was Rocker. And it's all in Minecraft, by the way. So it's all those little digital looking people.
Chargers did the same thing too. Yeah.
It was Rocker and Mahomes Senior.
Oh yeah.
Right, as these little, and they're talking, and then all of a sudden, Ron, the referee, it drops into the screen, and it's a frog. And above it says Mahomes Jr. and Mahomes Sr. and Rocker. So they're putting names on all this. Yeah. It's not like they were just
making
the Jacksonville announcement. Of course, Liam Cohen walks in the door and they use the Duval audio and turns around, walks back out.
Duval.
That right there. They play Atlanta, so Kirk Cousins is sitting there, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but Kirk Cousins is sitting there, and all of a sudden Michael Penix enters the room, and Kirk Cousins starts pouting and crying. He just drops his arms like, oh, man. They got Will Levis. I don't know if you picked this up.
Where is he at?
Will Levis is in Tennessee.
Is he still in Tennessee?
Okay. Will Levis is standing in the middle of Broadway with a mayonnaise jar in his uniform and a busload of strippers. It runs him over and he drops his mayonnaise jar
on the strippers.
They were in the bus. He was outside the bus. I guess it was a bachelor party. They were all in little bitty dresses. One of the strippers or bachelor participants pukes in the bus, and then it goes to the outside and they run over Will Levis with the mayonnaise in his deal. They somehow worked in Rappaport and Schultz fight just randomly at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Then to announce the Arizona Cardinals game. They got a little bitty guy comes out and he's riding a chicken, and it says chicken jockey. Some of them actually says chicken jockey, and the guy's running around a colt, and it literally says Murray's name above it. I mean, it what they like
detailed.
I mean, they
quick,
took
right?
a, they took a bunch. Of, I mean, look, I think it's funny. They took a bunch of low blows at people though, and I thought it when I first started watching. I was like, oh, this is. I know what you're saying, but you ain't saying. I'm like, hell. They got name tags above it. There ain't. By the way, for Houston, they had the first time. It was some kind of deal with Alex Earl. I don't get it. I thought she was from Houston, but she's an influencer with.
Yeah, she's dating Braxton Berrios.
Yeah, oh, right. There yeah. you go. That mm-hmm. made sense. So the first one was her kind of. I don't even know what she was saying. I didn't really pay real close attention to it. The second one with the Texans was just some bulls in a pasture, and an Indianapolis Colts guy came out there and smashed him with a hammer. And when he smashed him, they turned to a steak.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. The Texans
one
didn't
say,
do
what
much
was
for
the
me.
Texans one?
It didn't do much for me. But I didn't even know. I looked her up and I was like, she's from Miami. What the hell? I didn't even think about the Braxton Berrios.
Yeah, they had so much there.
Oh, it was so good. They deleted Rose. It. They deleted it by saying that some insensitive information or insensitive, I guess, graphics on Tyreek Hill, obviously. And then of course they said that there was something that they weren't supposed to use within that they had to delete it or something. But boy, it was. By the way, did y'all see the Texans? I don't know. Y'all clearly aren't into these schedules.
I am. Bun B kicked it off.
I'm going to be honest with you.
It was okay.
I didn't know half the people.
You didn't know Dennis Quaid was a...
No, I did know Dennis
Quaid. Houstonian?
No, I did know he was a Houstonian, but only because I was telling my father-in-law about Happy Face, and my father-in-law told me that him and his brother are obviously from Houston.
Randy,
so I had him. I had Paul Wall. I had Bun B. I had Jonathan Joseph. I had what's the little video game dude?
Oh, Sketch.
I had Sketch.
I had Mexican OT.
I had Mexican OT. I didn't have, who was the guy, Dookie or something at the very end, light-skinned, older black dude with the gray beard that came on like at the very, very end. No, he was late to the party.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
I didn't have him. I didn't have, I think there was a couple of girls in there. I have no clue. I'm assuming they're influencers.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there were some actors in there. There was some actors in there too. I can't remember her name right now, but no, cause especially at the end where they showed them all in the box.
Yeah. Yeah, they lose me when they like I don't when they start going influencers and some of the young music
it was
stars.
It was just solid. It wasn't going.
Parker McCollum was in there. Yeah, I thought it was okay. The Colts, great. Man, I gotta tip my cap, man. That y'all gotta go back and watch it slowly.
The Colts and I really like the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have been killing Chargers it did for mine. The past like yeah, 3
did.
Years.
They did the same thing.
Who was it? The Minecraft?
Yeah, the mm-hmm. Chargers did. Yeah, they did the same.
The one from last year was really good.
The one though. From last, yeah, they've been
the Sims.
They've been pushing theirs. Somebody did the dude who does the sticks his head in the water.
Oh yeah, I think it was the Jags.
Jags, okay.
I didn't get it. Yeah.
Tennessee's was interesting too. They did like the like a commercial, like you know, as you know, they do like those medication commercials, and they walk around and they follow people, and they when they rent do the schedule, they did like the side effects. When the Chiefs came up, it said nausea. And,
oh yeah.
The Giants one was terrible.
When the Texans came up, they said what did they say? In like imposters or something? Oh, they rubbed it in. Don't so maybe you don't want to go see the Titans. But theirs was interesting. All right, coming up, we'll get you ready for tonight as their first series for the Astros against the Rangers. They head up 45 to take on the Rangers, who are hot. They've won 5 in a row. We'll give you the lineups for that and take a look at a huge, huge win they had last night against the Royals. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, the lineup is out for tonight as the Astros after winning their last two series. Had a pretty good homestand there. Took 2 of 3 from the Reds. Took 2 of 3 from the Royals over the last 3 days. And they will play the Rangers. Rangers are hot, too. They've won 5 in a row. Both of these teams are now 2 games over .500. The lineup tonight to face Jacob DeGrom behind Hunter Brown tonight is Jeremy Pena. Continues to lead off, and why not? Altuve is in left field again. Paredes, who's let's see if he can hit the ball over the wall somewhere else. My man right there, man, he wearing out the Crawford box. To see that myself. But he is batting third. Walker in the cleanup role. Diaz is catching tonight with Caratini DHing. DeZenzo is in right field with Myers in center. What a catch he made to save some runs. That's the bronze gold glove winner right there, baby. Just bronze glove winner right there. And then Dubon will stay at second base again tonight after he had 2 huge extra base hits in that game and scored the go-ahead run as well. So that is the lineup tonight. Hunter Brown, these feel like wins when he steps on the mound for the Astros. Speaking of Hunter Brown, we saw Colton Gordon yesterday. He made his major league debut. This went better than the ones we have seen. And now he was teetering out there, but it went better than the ones we've seen. And I saw a headline from Chandler Rome earlier today in regards to Colton Gordon. And the comments in the headline said, Colton Gordon keeps Astros' 6-man rotation afloat in Major League debut. Did anybody else, you watched him last night, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Any of you all watch Colton Gordon and feel like that the, or at least feel better that the Astros can move on with this 6-man rotation that they're talking about with him?
No, not one bit. I mean, I guess the fact that the wheels didn't come off of a young guy in his major league debut, is you can feel good about that. But like the thought that all of a sudden I'm like, hell yeah, man, the Astros need to keep this 6-man rotation rolling. No, I didn't see anything that makes me think that that this arm is going to help you long term. Like I need more context out of that reality, I guess, or that possibility, Ron. I need to know from Joe Espada, like what's the thought behind the 6-man rotation? I mean, I understand, again, if you have...
You want to lay it out exactly.
Well, you're just doing it to do it. Now, the only reason now would be to give Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and Ronel Blanco fewer starts.
I was thinking Lance.
I guess even Lance too.
Bury me in the H.
But damn, Lance ought to be fresh. He ain't done damn it in 1,000 days.
Yeah, but he's coming off the injury, and they don't want to
ramp his ass up. Seems like if you wanted to get guys work, if you needed to get guys work, and you could get a little rest for guys if you needed that, then cool, let's do it. But now you're gonna have not one but 2 different starts. In every rotation are going to be by guys that wouldn't even be in the big leagues.
I would not as a starter. I don't think the plan was to have Gusto as a starter, and obviously Gordon not as a starter either. And as we got word yesterday, there is no timetable on Spencer Arrighetti. And then and shout out to Chris Santiago as we were coming in. Chris, if you can get Todd Callis. And then I don't know if Todd Callis meant to say this. I don't know if Todd Callis was supposed to say this. But, like, we talked about it. All right, 6-man rotation. Okay, I could see that with Framber, Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrighetti, Lance, Nail.
Wisniewski.
Ronel and Wisniewski. I could see that. I could see that. But not with these other two. And then when you hear this from Todd Callis, I don't know if Todd meant to say this. You hear this from Todd Callis. This was interesting.
Anticipating big seasons out of both Spencer Arrighetti and Hayden Wisniewski.
Yeah.
Arrighetti can still fulfill that as he is slowly coming back from his injury. He is not obviously going to be out for the season, but Hayden Wisniewski is likely to be out for the season. We'll find out more as we go along. But
Todd, man, get out of your skis on that one.
All I hadn't heard was... was right elbow.
I think he leaned to the side when he realized we likely. Oh, man, tried to get away from that mic as quick as he could.
I was say, I was going to say, I know. I said to Chris, I said, I hadn't seen any of that. I mean, again, we have said, yo, when you hear the right elbow discomfort, yeah, that's a signal that it is not usually a great sign. And so, even more so, it sounds like the likelihood that Hayden Wisniewski is coming back. I mean, Todd said, like we hear that, Todd said that with a level of, like, confidence. And then, as you said, likely, as he slid that in, like, it seems like he may not be available. So that's even odd to think you would run that with that group. Last night, man, you know, shout out to the big fella, and he's a big fella, Colton Gordon, but, like, that ain't going to work every 6 days. Like what he did, he was able to get through it, and now he had a lot of traffic. And there were, like, you know, Hunter Renfrow, who is probably about to get DFA'd by the Royals, put a charge in it and took Jake into the wall that would have cleared the bases, that may have not, you know, made what happened late matter, loaded the bases, got away with some things. Like, you can just look at his stuff, man. I don't think that's going to play consistently enough for you to take however many starts it may be from Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez.
Yeah,
like,
well,
that's the big thing.
We're gonna see about that. 4 1/3 inning. They got 3 earned runs, one of which, I think the last of which came off of a damn double that actually bounced off the bag and kind of got behind the infield kind of deal, kind of a fluke thing. But like you said, stayed in trouble pretty consistently and really doesn't necessarily have the stuff to consistently work out of that.
This man got 91. I know he's like the captain, the spotter said he pounds the strike zone. He does, but he's pounding that strike zone 91.
Had a like, real seeable, like, yeah, seeable speed there.
Somebody texted, or I think they said his average was 80, a little over 89 miles per hour. I don't know about that, Jack. I don't think that's exactly going to play, to be honest.
I just need more information on why.
It's got to be Lance, right? Save it.
I don't know if it's Lance. Is it potential of losing somebody else and you may need the guy, so you got to get him some work? Or is it insurance policy? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's not Framber. We know Framber is a guy this is a guy who either gets 200 innings or approaches it all the time. Hunter Brown was pretty strong last year. I know that was the first year he really upped his innings, but he was strong last year. Ronel Blanco, you know, I don't know if it's him. It's an interesting thought, especially as you're saying with Gordon and Gusto, the G&G boys. Just made that up. Didn't I like that. G&G boys. That was lame. Sorry about that. All right, let's do it. Let's dig a little deeper in here. Clint has 9 wins, and some people are just beside themselves that you could even come up with that. I had 10 wins. Chris had 10 wins. Let's look at the win total for this team. We feel better about the schedule, but how many wins? And we'll hear from you as well on this. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here on The Drive. Again, guys, make sure you join us. Come hang out with us. Tomorrow, as we have been on our crawfish circuit, we continue with stop seven. Stop seven, and we will be in Katy tomorrow, 2 to 6. The Drive will be live tomorrow in Katy at Stars Sports Bar and Grill. Stars Sports Bar and Grill. They'll have the crawfish there. It'll be good cold drinks, crawfish. The bugs will be there.
That's right.
There it
I
is.
I love beer.
And and sure great do. Conversation. I know you do. Great conversation, and we'll have fun as we always do. And then we're hearing it's going to be a good crowd, so get on out there and be a part of it and hang out with us. You got a chance to win prizes every single hour. Our good friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light help us put that together. And while you're there, you got a chance to register to win and be our grand prize winner, which would include a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Bud Light or Budweiser for a year. That comes with winning that grand prize. So all you got to do, get out there. You'll see the QR codes all over the place, and you'll be able to register to win. So come out tomorrow, Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy. Should be a good time. Come hang out with us, and then we'll enjoy our time with you tomorrow. All right, you can text in, you can jump in on this 713-572-4610. And first off, we've told you, I said 10-7. I look at the schedule, and we can look at this thing in a couple of ways, Clint. We can look at the schedule. I said 10-7. You said 9-8. And there are folks in here. One person said the only way I can see 9-8 is if the defense takes a step back, and I just don't see that happening. People seem to be down on that 9. Most everyone I have seen, and I'm not surprised, but most everyone I have seen, when I say like most, I would say 99 or 98% of the people have been in double digits when it comes to wins that people have sent in. But we can roll through this thing, Clint. We can roll through this thing quickly right here. As they kick it off against the Rams in L.A., you see that as a win?
No.
I don't either. All right. They then play the Bucs at home. I see that as a win. You see that as a win?
Bucs at home?
Yes. Monday Night Football. I got that. I think that's a win. I'm getting scared. How are you going to get to this 9?
Yeah, I'll go Bucs win.
Yeah, that's a win. At Jacksonville.
Win.
Win. I would do that at Jacksonville. There's a win. Tennessee, that's a win.
win.
Yep, Baltimore.
Loss.
Yeah, that's an L, I would agree. Seattle, at Seattle, Monday Night Football. I have that as a loss.
I would go with a loss there as well.
Yeah. All right, then they got that 3 in a row at home. I think they go 3-0 in this stretch against San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville.
No chance.
You don't think they win all three of those? I think they win all three of those. Who do you see them losing to? You got San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville.
I think San Francisco gets them and potentially Denver.
But you think they'll at least lose one of those games?
I'll go with one for the sake of getting to 9. So what does that put me at?
I'll stop counting yours. All right, and then we I'm sure somebody is. Tennessee, at Tennessee, win.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that as a win. You are slow on the draw on that win at Tennessee. Buffalo at home.
Loss.
I think I had that one as a win. Buffalo, I think they do get one of these games. I think I had Buffalo as a win. At Kansas City, I have as a loss.
Loss.
And then they got home Arizona.
Win.
And then home Raiders.
Win.
At Chargers, I have that loss. As a loss. And then they come home to the Colts.
That's I got the them
as,
one.
I have them as a win.
That's the one that can get hairy for me. I'll give them a win just for the sake of getting in the playoffs right there.
But, I think 9-8 and 10-7, when you look at this schedule and the questions that they have, especially offensively on this team, and understanding injuries, whatever may happen, I think 9-8, 10-7 is fair. I think that's a fair thing. And as I said, you can send in and text in, give us your thoughts. How do you see this thing going? But I guess maybe you don't have to, but explain how you can get to 9-8. Because people just – there's some people who just are really flabbergasted.
Yeah, I think it's really easy. I think you lost to Will Levis and the Titans last year. So let's first of all, those things are going to happen throughout a year. So not going down and just picking every game, but those things are going to happen throughout the year. Right, I think the 49ers – the Rams, the Broncos, I think those teams are going to be better than most folks think. So just to go down there and chalk it up, like Vegas thinks that right now they've set the Rams line at 9.5, which is like the Texans, the Chargers line at 9.5, like the Texans, the 49ers at 10.5, like the Texans, right? The Bills, 11.5. I think the opponents are going to be better than we think, and I don't know what in the hell the Texans are going to look like. Look, the reality of it is, it's not about the schedule for me. It's about landing in the middle somewhere, because I believe you are significantly less talented than you were last year on the offensive side of the football. I think
at least more questions.
I think you are. Taking a huge risk with a play caller that's never called plays before. I think there is some risk associated with the fact that we're going to see CJ Stroud with more control at the line of scrimmage. And I think this will be the first time at the NFL level that we've seen that. So we don't know exactly how that's going to go. This team, Joe Mixon, key player, was injured several times. You look at Nico Collins. He's great player, been injured every year, at one point or another. So staying healthy is going to be a problem. It's easy for me to get to a spot where I feel safest going 9 wins and not getting into the double digit form for all of those reasons.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not crazy. I don't know how anybody in their right mind can sit here. With everything I just said, there's no Laremy Tunsil, there's no Steph Diggs, there's no Tank Dell, the people that you brought in to replace them are either have played in the league and not been anywhere remotely close to as good as the ones that left, or they're rookies and you have no idea what the hell they're going to bring to the table, and the play caller. Like I don't know how anybody gets. You know, real turned on into double 10, 11, 12, 13 wins with all that going on.
And with all of that going on, they like the Texans have not reached a point of, like someone just texted in, well, what about the other teams? Do they have problems? Do they have questions? Like the Texans just haven't gotten to a point where we can look at them and they've shown us that they are going to be just straight up consistent. Like that we know, like not, you know, not the hey, you had a bad night thing, but going to be consistent. That's why the last 2 years they've won 10 games. Right? They've had moments where they lose to Tennessee or they'll beat Buffalo. I think we've seen them come out and play different type of games. Like, I don't think for me right now they have proven where I can look at them and say, all right, man, they got Baltimore, Kansas City, they got Buffalo, they got their in-division games, which you know as well as anybody, those games can get weird. And anybody who watches this, you know, Will Levis walked in here and beat you, but Josh Allen couldn't. Like, yeah, these things get weird. Division games get weird. And then you got teams like San Francisco to walk out there and just say, like, I mean, I know you don't want to hear it. Like, they're the Chiefs or something. Like, you know what the hell, like, the hell you're getting to.
Yep.
Right? They're not a team where you're just like, hey, man, I know I can kind of put down exactly what I'm going to get. Right? And I think they're building towards that, but they haven't shown.
Well, to me, again, and this is a schedule day conversation, is like, that's what this season's all about. I think this season is loaded with teams that you should separate yourself from. Right? I mean, you're going to play the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens. I'll even throw the Rams in there. You know, are you on the same playing field as those teams? Can you separate yourself from the 49ers that were down last year? Can you separate yourself from the Denver Broncos that are emerging and coming with Bo Nix and Sean Payton and a really good defense? Can you separate yourself from those middle-of-the-pack teams that are coming and really establish yourself as a top team? Or do you just kind of fiddle fart around and you end up right in the middle of the pack with those teams when it's said and done? Obviously, yeah. I think you're going to win the division, but just being better than the three teams in this division doesn't get you far in the NFL.
And again, like, the questions, the major questions, especially with the offensive line and, you know, the person running the show there, if those things are held, not even great, solid, or at least if we had a more handle to know exactly what you were getting there, then yeah, you could be a little bit more aggressive with the schedule, because the schedule actually sets up pretty well.
Yeah,
the way it looks, it's just I just don't think the Texans have done enough to just say, "Bam, man, I know this is 11. This is 11 or 12. I know they're going to show up for the most part 17 weeks consistently. I just don't think they have done that yet. So." I mean, I'm not going to brush you down if you're going to go – if you've got 12 wins or 13 wins, maybe getting north of that, maybe I might say hold on now. But, like, if you've got 12, 11, 12, 13 wins, cool. I don't have to squint to run into that. But I think it is fair to say, like, for me at 10 wins, for what this team is right now, walking into the season, that feels fair. All right, coming up. As we will continue a little 5 o'clock fire, we'll get you ready for the Astros as they take on the Rangers in that series. Hunter Brown gets the ball. NBA playoffs last night and tonight as well. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.